T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I have had the opportunity over the years to throw out the first pitch for the Flying Squirrels, and I think I've done okay, right, Parney? Don't you think I've done okay when I've had to throw out the first pitch?
I would say you're somewhere, my man, between average and slightly above average.
Wow. Really?
So that's good, right? Is that were you going for measurably above average? What were you going for exactly? But I think you're not like some of my other friends, like the Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis, who bounced it up to the plate.
The whole key
is not bouncing it to the plate.
That's the whole key. That's a good point. I was going actually for like a short-term contract, but I'll take average or slightly above average if I have to.
Well, buddy, the way we're playing lately, we could probably sign you to a short-term contract.
Well, now, do you remember when our friend Natalie Calabat threw out the first pitch for you?
I do recall that.
And you remember that technique she had?
It was a superior leg kick, if I recall correctly.
That's correct. So, Natalie, remind everybody about the... It was Justin Verlander that you were channeling, was it not?
Hello, Parney, first of all.
Hello, Natalie, my friend. How are you today?
I am very, very good. I'm honored. You liked the leg kick at the end, right? The follow-through was pretty good.
Yeah, and then you gotta be in defensive position when you're done, and I recall that you were, so that's good. So... Is this a competition between you two to see who had the best first pitch? Like, what are we doing here?
No. Well, here's the deal. I looked at Natalie throw out that first pitch, and I thought to myself, no way that I can come even close to that. However, Natalie and I both did this wonderful event for the Friendship Circle, and we had an absolute superstar bowler on our team. So if it's okay, I brought Emily Morrissey into the studio. She makes these beautiful bracelets, emily'sbracelets.com. And Emily, I watched your technique while we were bowling, and you were perfect. So I was wondering if this Friday night, if you would mind, instead of me throwing out the first pitch for the Flying Squirrels, would you mind throwing out the first pitch for the Flying Squirrels?
What? Yes.
You'll do it?
I'll do it.
You'll do it. All right. Well, Parney, that's cool with you, right?
Oh, 100%. We'd love to have it. And I actually believe that did I not see Emily practicing on Twitter earlier this week?
Well, as a matter of fact, PJ, do you want to fill everybody in? Because Emily just learned a couple of moments ago she's going to throw out the first pitch. And you can pull that mic up, PJ. PJ Morrissey is Emily's brother. PJ, you've actually had Emily working out a little bit, going through some of the training, right?
Yeah, so we were at the beach this past week, and we practiced in front of our beach chairs throwing the ball as far as she could, you know, throwing it as hard as she could. And she did a pretty good job.
Oh, I thought you did a great job. Parney, now she's closer to a contract than I am, right?
Well, I'm just hearing PJ talk about the beach and people going to the beach. I read about that in a magazine one time, that people go to the beach during the summertime. It sounds really amazing, you know? I mean, maybe someday I'll be able to do that. But, no, it sounds awesome. I'm looking forward to it very much. It's going to be a great way for us to kick off this four-game, three-day homestand against the Bowie Bay Sox, and we're looking forward to it. And Jeff, I hope that you'll still be on the field with us.
Oh, yes.
And enjoying the festivities as we watch Emily throw what I'm sure is going to be a strike.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Now, Natalie Calabat from ABC 8 is going to work with Emily right here in the studio to perfect some of the throwing techniques. We've got one of my old Flying Squirrels balls. Natalie, you've got a few secrets you're going to pass on to Emily.
I have a few secrets, but I have to say, I feel like practicing on the beach may be a little bit harder, right? A lot of distractions. Yeah. The sand is uneven. So, true. Girl, you're going to be great. You're going to do just fine.
Oh, and Parney, I had one other thing I had to mention to you. Now, Natalie and I are both wearing beautiful bracelets made by Emily. And again, it's emilysbracelets.com. Emily has made some special bracelets. And Emily, you were working on some baseball-themed bracelets, correct?
Yes.
And did you make enough for all of the flying squirrels?
All of the team.
The whole team, Parney. We've got bracelets for the whole team. Yep.
I'm seriously getting ready to cry. Oh. That is absolutely the most beautiful thing, Emily. I'm so excited. And when we get down on the field, can we give them to the players? Can you give them to the players yourself? I'll get the players to come out, and you can give them to them if that's okay. Is that all right?
Is that good? Yeah. Oh, heck yeah, Parney. Please. She's ready to roll.
That is awesome.
That's really, I seriously have tears welling up in my eyes. That's really amazing. I'm really touched.
Well, I love it. Parney, I know you are on the road with the team, so I don't want to keep you too long, but A.
No, please. I'd rather talk to you guys the whole entire day.
Well, maybe we can get some folks out there to give your guys a couple of pointers here and there, but
I love them. They're playing great. They're playing hard. We actually won the series in Harrisburg, and they're in Altoona now. But it's August the 5th, my man, and we go at it so hard, especially this year with the All-Star Week took so much out of us emotionally and physically. And I just told somebody before we got on the phone here, I could take about a 36-hour nap and still be tired. So looking forward to this weekend, though. Hopefully we'll have good weather. The last homestand last Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday was only 3 days, but it felt like it was an 11-day homestand with the way the weather was.
Yeah.
So it rained 2 days in a row, y'all. 2 days in a row with the sun out.
Right.
The sun out.
Welcome to Richmond.
How does that happen? That never happened. 2 days in a row. So we're looking forward to seeing y'all this weekend. We're looking forward, Emily, to you being there Friday night. And thank you for the kind offer of the bracelets. I'm looking forward to telling the guys, and I'm sure they're going to be very, very excited.
No doubt about it. Parney, thank you so much for allowing me to bring in a ringer for my first pitch, so it looks good for a change.
You look fine anyway. Don't worry, buddy. And we love you guys. And we're all always saying we're not in the baseball business. We're not in the entertainment business. We're in the memory making business. And I think not just for Emily, but for all of us, including the players and myself and Natalie, yourself, and also Jeff, this is a memory that we'll always have with us that we'll make with Emily and her family this weekend.
I love it. Parney, thank you so much. That, of course, is our friend Parney. He is the, Natalie, what is he? He's the CEO, the chief bottle washer, darn socks. He does it all over there, right?
I mean, you kind of do it all, Parney.
That's
right.
I'm just a little country boy trying to make a living. That's all I am.
We'll add that one to the list.
All right. Thank you, Parney. I appreciate it. All right. So, Natalie, I appreciate you coming. Everybody should know you came right from the airport to be here because you wanted to make sure that that Emily knew you were on her team because you guys were just such a great team when we did the bowling for the Friendship Circle.
That's right. I mean, teamwork makes it happen. I am not very good at bowling, and Emily was a superstar shining everyone else away. So, Emily, your first pitch, you're going to rock it, girl. You're going to do such a good job. And I'll try to give you some pointers. I'm not perfect. Yeah. I have a lot to work on. But you have one heck of an arm, I hear. So I'm excited to see this.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. Now, Emily, you're okay with this, right? You're willing to do this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much for my bracelets. I know Natalie got a new bracelet as well, already in the Flying Squirrels colors, which is super cool. We got them before the players. Now, that's pretty cool stuff right there.
That's awesome. We're all going to be matching with the Richmond Flying Squirrels.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty cool.
I love it. And then Friday night, you'll present the bracelets to every member of the Flying Squirrels, and then you're going to get a baseball just like this one to do the first pitch. It'll be a sellout, of course, because everybody's coming out to see you. You're cool with that? All right. Well, Emily, we love you. Thank you so much for being here. PJ, thank you for being here. Mr. and Mrs. Morrissey, as always, thank you for lending us your amazing children. And Natalie, like I said, thank you very much for coming right from the airport, off the plane, looking like this, right to the studio. It's amazing.
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it for anything. And Emily, I have one question for you. So I've worn your bracelets on the air while I've anchored sports. I want to know if you've seen that. Have you been able to see your bracelets? I have kind of a far shot, so I think they pop even from that distance. Have you seen them?
I didn't see them. I'm not lying.
How do they look? Are two thumbs up? Do I get two thumbs up for them?
Yeah. At least two thumbs up. It's the whole room giving you the thumbs up.
That's right. Thank you so much. I love them. They're awesome. I have my red one with the baseballs on it, now a purple one, and then now I have the Flying Squirrels one. So super exciting. It added another one to the collection.
I love it. Well, thank you guys. Thank you all for coming in. We'll see everybody Friday night at the Diamond as my friend Emily Morrissey from emilysbracelets.com throws out the first pitch for the Flying Squirrels and is giving each and every member of the Flying Squirrels an official Flying Squirrels bracelet that she made. And if you want to check out all these beautiful bracelets, please check out emilysbracelets.com. And remember that Emily makes them and then donates money to the Special Olympics because the Special Olympics has helped to make her life such a wonderful, wonderful one. And I just, again, I appreciate everybody being here for all of this. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.